It's been said before that social media is a powerful tool, and that's no less true when it comes to the coronavirus. With fears about contracting the virus rampant, it's fueled a lot of online misinformation and rumours on Chinese social media platforms. So what's being done about it, and is it effective? To help us answer those questions, we're joined by Haiqing Yu, Associate Professor from the School of Media and Communication at RMIT University, who is also currently in quarantine at the moment. Good morning, Haiqing.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Now, let's start by talking about the social media platforms in China, WeChat, Weibo, QQ. How important are these platforms for people who are scared and isolated because of the virus?
As I said before, in my opinion piece, because of the mistrust, the distrust of among the people on the mainstream media, people turn to the social media for all the information about the coronavirus and what to do with it. So, in other words, the social media, particularly WeChat, has become the mainstream media for people who are scared, who are confined, and who are still seeking the way out when they can see the light of the day. And they got all sorts of information about the virus, particularly since January the 21st, mm-hmm. and just a few days before the Chinese New Year. And suddenly, I was in China at the moment, suddenly all the chat groups, everybody on social media, I was on WeChat, TikTok, I was also on QQ, Toutiao, and everybody was talking about it. And I didn't watch the news the night before, and it was through WeChat, and everybody got to know the news. And since then, everybody has been talking about coronavirus every day in all chat groups that normally usually didn't talk about anything related to, politics or social issues at all.
Wow. So when you were in China, the main way of information of getting about the coronavirus was off these social media platforms.
That's right.
Wow.
As long as I know, all the people around me, I was with my family. I haven't been to China for the Chinese New Year for over 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And I thought it was a great opportunity. But then, this coronavirus got in the way. And because it was right before the Chinese New Year, everybody was on holidays, well, especially school kids.
Yeah.
And then, you know what people do nowadays. Everybody has a smartphone, and they were always playing games or, on social media chatting to people. But then, even on gaming side, everybody was talking about coronavirus.
Yeah, it just erupted. And
yes.
How trustworthy, or just for example, you personally, how much do you trust or rely that information is accurate?
It's a very good question, because in the sudden flash of all the information of coronavirus, you will never know what is trustworthy, what is not trustworthy. So some people rely on the official news channels, particularly from, the People's Daily, from the China Central Television, and they rely on that kind of official news channels as their trustworthy news source. While other people who are a bit doubtful about the official news channel rely on their friends. So rather than, listening to what the TV tells them, they say, look, the TV doesn't tell us everything. They say there are only about 20 people who were infected, but actually there were 200. I don't believe you. So they trust their friends. So the rumors are everywhere around. And in the end, I was talking to my family, my sister, and she said, look, there's so much information. Once A says this, B says that, I don't know who to trust. And all I know is that I cannot go out.
Wow. That's really quite remarkable. And It's such a big issue. And the Chinese authorities are using that word of rumor, describing the misinformation.
Yeah.
How do you think the government has handled this?
Oh, I think the Chinese government has handled the online rumors very well from all the time, not just from the beginning of the coronavirus, but it has been doing this in the name of cleaning the web for a long time, for a few years. And it has used high technologies, using algorithm, machine learning technologies to identify keywords image. They also use image reading technologies to identify these problematic images, etc. That all this can be censored on all websites, including Weibo and WeChat, the two most powerful social media platforms in China. At the same time, you know, there are a group of so-called foot soldiers. We call that Wu Mao, the 50-cent soldiers, who are now all mobilized to go online to as rumor busters. So the I have seen all this going on for a long time. And that's why people say, on one hand, they're in the all the WeChat groups, and they are post warning people not to repost anything about coronavirus, otherwise you'll face jail terms. And then the next moment, and people jump out saying, look, that's rumor. And people say, look, what is rumor? What is not rumor? But actually, until your WeChat account is blocked, and you know what is rumor, what is not rumor. So it's a lot of uncertainty there.
That's quite a lot of safeguards and stuff put in place to actually block people's social media if they are spreading rumors, or, you know, to threaten jail sentences and serious consequences for spreading it. But there, just before you go, because I know we're running out of time, but do you think this is an effective way to handle misinformation? Because there's certainly been some controversy surrounding it as a form of censorship. What do you think?
Well, when it comes to Chinese media and social media, censorship is always the theme. And we are not surprised to see such heightened censorship across all Chinese social media platforms. And I think also, to be objectively speaking, in the era of, you know, information flood, there's always misinformation on all sorts of social media platforms, including Twitter, you know, Facebook, as well as Chinese social media platforms. And all platform owners, the private corporations and the governments have all taken measures to deal with rumors, misinformation and disinformation online. And the Chinese government is no exception, except that it's doing way more than what have been permitted in the West, in a democracy, democratic societies. And hence, there's always the kind of the truth that turned out, the rumors that turned out to be truth. As in the case of Dr. Li Wenliang, the one, you know, who died from the virus just a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
The whistleblower, or we call that, you know, the whistler. Anyway, so that's the where's the boundary? Who defines truth? And where is the rumor? And where is the truth? And that those are the important questions that people ask.
Yeah.
It's not that we don't like, you know, people or authorities or the platform taking actions to against rumors, which is important actions. But when you use that kind of pretense to crush on freedom of speech, this is another issue.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for providing some insight and background to your own story of coming back recently. Thank you so much, and best of luck with the rest of your quarantine. Hope it goes by very quickly.
Thanks. Have a good day.